Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. Okay, it's February, we're right smack dab in the middle of wonderful oyster season.
Yeah.
And the question is, what wine do you do and why do you pair certain wines with oysters?
It's an ageless question. I don't know if we've ever come up with a definitive answer, but I can give some guidelines, I think. First of all, I'm going to look for a very dry white wine, crisp with a lot of acidity, a certain amount of tartness to it. Minerality is very important because of all the mineral flavors you get in oysters. But I think it's important also to have a certain amount of fruit. Not a ton, but a certain amount of fruit, because that will tend to bring out the sweeter side of oysters. And particularly here in the Chesapeake Bay, we do get a little bit of sweetness in those oysters. And I like to taste that. That being said, Hugh, let me talk to you about some of the wines I tried.
Okay.
And they were a lot of fun.
Lead on, McDuff.
The first one has me absolutely fascinated. It's Idlewild white wine called Flora and Fauna from the northeast, north coast of California. 2023, $27 for this. This is a winery that is specializing in Piedmont, as in Italy, varietals. So it would be Nebbiolo, Barbera, Dolcetto for the reds, Arneas, and Cortese for the whites.
Okay.
Now, somebody probably is thinking, I know they don't do this in Italy, but why don't we blend the Arneas, which is big, soft, nice white, with the Cortese, which is a much drier, crisper, more brittle white. Mm-hmm. And see what we get. The result is that you get a really nice oyster wine. And I was just really pleased with this. Each grape is pulling its weight. You have their contribution. It's very clear. And so you have crispness. You have good acidity, good tartness, balanced by Arneas's, just roundness and nice fruit. So that's Idlewild white wine, Flora and Fauna. Very, very nice. Now, a real classic is Chablis, which people have been drinking with oysters for centuries, probably. And I think Chablis has gone through some changes in recent years. I think it's a little bit more fruit-forward than it had been before.
I would agree.
It could be global warming. I'm not sure.
Could be.
But here's one from Alain Geoffroy, his Petit Chablis. Petit Chablis is sort of like the suburbs. It's not where the high-rent stuff is, but it's actually where you can get some really nice bargains. And this is a wine that I think is really good for oysters for the same reason as the other one. You do have a really good baseline of good minerality. And Chablis without minerality just isn't Chablis.
Correct.
You know, it really stands out in that factor. And then there's some good fruit to it that center on something I'd like to call Meyer lemon, in that it has citrus notes, but kind of a little bit on the sweet side, but not terribly sweet. Just a wonderful wine. Very good with oysters, I would think. That's the Alain Geoffroy Petit Chablis, $24, very good price, 2023. Now, the wine that ended up being my wine of the week is, go figure, a Muscadet, of course, which I think is the classic French oyster wine. This is a Philippe Garin's Muscadet de Sèvres et Main, and it is the one that the designation is Sur Lee, which means it's, you know, been aged on the lees, which gives a little bit of creaminess. This is one of the fruitier Muscadets I've ever come across. But it doesn't dominate. It's just there playing a supporting role to the minerality. So the Philippe Garin, it's called Abstraction Number 1. Their Muscadet, Wine of the Week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.